In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Homes are becoming less affordable in a wide swath of the U.S. We'll speak with Darren Blomquist in a moment.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. We've heard about home prices rising and therefore putting more pressure on would-be home buyers worried about affordability. A new report from Adam Data Solutions will likely add to the concerns. Adam's third quarter report finds nearly a quarter of U.S. county housing markets are less affordable than their historic affordability averages. Joining us to talk about the study is Adam Data Solutions Senior Vice President Darren Blomquist. Darren, we're talking about 24% of U.S. county housing markets being less affordable. That is a rise from previous results, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It was the previous quarter was 22% that were unaffordable. A year ago, it was 19% that were unaffordable by their historic standards. And this 24% is the highest percentage of unaffordable markets we've seen since way back in 2009, the third quarter of 2009, which was just when the housing market was in the midst in a free fall and in the midst of just starting the free fall, but still prices were very high at that point. And that's the last time we saw this many unaffordable markets.
So it looks like this is on the rise, if we can glean all the data together.
Yes, and it is. We're continuing to see this rise, and it's a combination of rising home prices and wages that really wage growth that has not taken hold. If we saw last quarter, there was a silver lining, a glimmer of hope, because we started to see wage growth outpace home price growth in more than half or nearly half of markets, which was actually a really good sign. But this quarter, the wage growth has retreated. And we're now seeing 89% of markets with home price growth outpacing wage growth. And that's what is leading to this growing number of markets that's unaffordable by their own historic standards.
How many counties are we talking about in both measures here? Why don't you go into that?
We looked at 414 counties nationwide, all of them major counties with a population of 100,000 or more. And combined, these counties have a population of more than 203 million people.
As far as median home prices outpacing wage growth, you said 89%, and out of the 414 counties, we're talking about 368 counties. That's pretty steep.
Yeah, I mean, this is really in most areas, home prices continue to outpace wage growth, and the home prices continuing to go up is somewhat of a bit of a mystery, but it's propelled in part by those low interest rates that we're seeing. And that's helping to keep home prices going up more than what we would expect. However, I would say that there were 37% of markets where affordability actually got better compared to a year ago. In the majority of markets, over 60%, affordability worsened compared to a year ago. But where we're seeing affordability actually getting a little bit better doesn't mean it's good. Are in some of the very highest priced markets, places like Brooklyn, New York, Marin County in the San Francisco area, and some other high priced markets. Those are the two most well-known markets, where we're actually seeing affordability improve. And the reason is we're seeing home price appreciation start to slow down there. In Brooklyn, home prices were only up 1% from a year ago. In Marin County in San Francisco, home prices were only up 4% from a year ago. Whereas in the past, we've seen the strong double-digit home price growth. And that is a sign that the markets, in some areas at least, in some of these very high-priced markets, are starting to respond to these affordability restraints.
And we'll have more in a moment.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
I'm Veronica Dagger. Do you want to know how the rich invest, spend, and protect their money? Then listen to the Watching Your Wealth podcast. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts and find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
I'm speaking with Adam Data Solutions Senior Vice President Darren Blomquist. Were there any particular regions, Darren, in the U.S. where lack of affordability was most pronounced?
Well, when we look at our affordability index, one thing that stands out is by an absolute measure of affordability, the least affordable markets in the country are still, even though I just said it's improving, Brooklyn, New York is the least affordable in the country, followed by Santa Cruz County in Santa Cruz, California, Marin County in San Francisco, Manhattan, and then several other California markets, just on a sheer percentage of affordability. But some of the surprising markets where we're seeing affordability is becoming a problem compared to its own historic norms are markets like Denver, kind of in the middle of the country, Denver, Dallas, Austin, Texas, even Atlanta. Some of the counties there are now unaffordable by their historic standards. And that's a sign to me that it's not just these high-priced coastal markets that are struggling with affordability, but we're starting to see that spread into some of the more middle America markets that traditionally have been considered affordable.
Is it just a result of wage stagnation, some of what we've been talking about?
Yes, it's really a result of this housing recovery has been absent of strong economic growth that's resulted in rising wages. And so home prices have gone up because there is this realization that the housing crash overcorrected on the downside and real estate was a bargain. And so that's pushed up home prices from there's a lot of cash chasing real estate. But the broader economy has not kept up pace with the housing recovery, and that's resulting in these affordability problems.
Is it also because a lack of housing supply?
Yes, that's a very important factor in all of this, too, is during this housing recovery, there has been very strong demand and this realization that real estate is a good bargain or had been a good bargain, but not a lot of new supply being put on the market in terms of new homes being built particularly, and that has continued to put upward pressure on home prices when we otherwise might have thought supply would have caught up to demand, but it really has not.
Darren Blomquist, Adam Data Solutions Senior Vice President, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.